We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top, the two dots. We learned that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Machshirei Mila Adeicha Shabbos, even not only the Mila itself, the Machshirei Mila Adeicha Shabbos. And the Gemara listed a bunch of other mitzvahs that also Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshirei Mitzvah Adeicha Shabbos. For example, Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar, Matzah, these things are also. Our Gemara now will deal with what's the Makar that Machshir Mataka Deicha Shabbos. And at the end of the Amid, the Gemara is going to handle how do you know Mila Taka the Machshirim are Deicha Shabbos. Omamar, Lulav Echol Machshir of Deicha Shabbos. We learned Rabbi Eliezer holds that Lulav, not only is Lulav Deicha Shabbos, but all the Machshirim are Deicha Shabbos, you are allowed to cut the Lulav on Shabbos. Divir Rabbi Eliezer. Menor Leila Rabbi Eliezer Ha. How do we know this? How do Rabbi Eliezer know this? Where's the Makar for this? So we said on Amar Aleph that Oimer v'stei alechem adoicha Shabbos. Oimer, the pasuk says, we learn v'charish v'katzah tishbois dafka rishus is you have to keep Shabbos not for mitzvah. We learned out shtei alechem with gzera shava from Oimer. So maybe you should learn out lulav from Oimer v'stei alechem. You can't learn out from them, b'ramah mitzinu, because Shekein Tzarek Havaya, those things are for the base of Mikdash. That's Tzarek Havaya, Tzarek Vashem. Maybe that could be Deicha Shabbos Machshirim. But Lulav, which is Tzarek Hedyet, who said it could be Deicha Shabbos Machshirim? Elam Akra, it's a Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. It says, V'kachtum L'chem V'yoim HaRishoin, Priye Tzadah V'kapis Tmarim. So the Pasuk says, the drasha of Biyoim teaches us Biyoim Afilu B'Shabbos. So now, maybe it's teaching us that on Shabbos alone you can shake the loaves. Let's see. Biyoim Afilu B'Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, what's it telling us? This din of Biyoim, what's it telling us? Ilay Melatiltel, if it's telling us Lad Metaltel, a lulav on Shabbos, it's called a mystery tiltel. You need a pasuk to tell us they Lad be Metaltel, a lulav on Shabbos. There's no Issa Muksa Midaraisa. Tiltel is only Issa Midarabanon. So the Torah wouldn't be married by something that's Mutta Midaraisa. So what is the Pasuk B'yayim Afilu B'Shabbos? A regular shaking lulav, there's no, it's not called on any Issa Shabbos. So what must be teaching us? What's B'yayim teaching us? It's El Machshirav. The Pasuk is teaching us that Machshirim are mutter even on Shabbos. The cut the lulav on Shabbos even mutter. That's learned from Biyoim. Because you don't need it for the etzem shaking lulav. There's no Issa Shabbos involved. So it must be teaching us Biyoim afilu b'Shabbos l'machshirav. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. What does Rabbanan do to Pasuk Biyoim? Rabbanan argue with Eliezer. They hold there's no din machshirim d'eicha Shabbos. Rabbanan, ahu meboilei Biyoim v'loi b'layla. You need that to teach us that the mitzvah of lulav is dafka by day and not by night. Rabbi Eliezer, how does he know that? But you don't have to know. Has no dafka by day, not by night. Nafkalei from the pasuk mesimachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Yomim v'loy leilos. The pasuk it says mesimachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. It's in the same pasuk. It says the pasuk v'kachtem lechem v'yem rishon priyets odav v'kapes tmarim v'anafets avos v'avi nachol mesimachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. So you see dafka yom v'loy leilos. That's Rabbanan. That's how the Rabbi Eliezer knows Yomim. So what does Rabbanan walked now? Questions: what does Rabbanan need by Yomim for that? For Yomim, Leilos, we have a pasuk Shivas Yomim. Rabbanan, it's real. You still need by Yomim. Why? Salat the Chamino nail of Shivas Yomim Sukkah. We learn out Shivas Yomim from the Shivas Yomim says by Sukkah. Ma lahalon Yomim afil Leilos by Sukkah. We know it's Yomim even night. Shivas Yomim doesn't mean dafka day. It means 7 days, seven full days, even the night. You would think here was Afkan Yomim afil Leilos. Kamash v'lon, no. Kamash v'lon, ubayoyim, dafka by day. But Rabbi Eliezer is not worried about that. He always knows Shivas Yom does mean day. And therefore he has extra ubayoyim to teach us that machshirim v'mutter. Rabbanan say, no, ubayoyim teaches us dafka by day, not by night. Vreiti gemara kasha. So now, if lulav is more kuladik, so lichter gemara lulav, just say ubayoyim v'lulav. And don't tell me about oimer and shtei alechem. V'neitzi v'hanach, learn out oimer and shtei alechem from lulav. What do you pasuk hava hava and b'charis of a katzah tishbais by oimer shtei alechem? Learn out from lulav. V'nel f'minei from the yikla mifrach, because you can ask ma'ala lulav shkein ton arba minim. Lulav has a ma'ala. There's a pirchik. Can't have regular mamatzinu from lulav. Lulav has arba minim, has four different minim, so it's more chashiv. So maybe dafka that machshirim adeicha Shabbos, but shtei alechem and oimer would not be deicha Shabbos. K'mashlon derab sukim that it's Doicha Shabbos. Taisa speaks out, even though the Omer of Shtei Lechem also has Dalv meaning with it, because you bring with it Kvasim, Yayin, Nisuch, Shem, Lemenachos. So he says the difference is the Dalv meaning of Lulav, Akvim Ze'ezeh. You can't do one without the other. Mashenkin by the Omer of Shtei Lechem, the Nam Akiv Ze'ezeh. So Akapadim, that's the Milo of Lulav. When we learn this Omer, we'll see every mitzvah has its special Milo. So far we had that Omer Shalechem has special Milo Tzarek Gavaya, and Lulav has special Milo Dalad Minim. And therefore each one needs its own pasuk to tell us that Machshirim are Doiche Shabbos. So to Gemara Vaita, Sukkah V'chol Machshireh. We said that Sukkah V'chol Machshireh Doiche Shabbos is Rabbi Yezer. Those are holes, the Machshirei Sukkah, to even build a Sukkah or cut down woods for the Sukkah is Mutter on Shabbos. Alts Machshirei Mitzvah. Another rule is a hole. How does he know? If you learn it out from Mamatzinu, you'll say, just like I find Omer Shtei Lechem, the Machshir Madeicha here also, no, she can't Tzarek Gavaya, it's not a Raya. Omer Shtei Lechem, Tzarek Gavaya. Ah, I learn it from Lulav. Imer Lulav, she can't tell him Arab Minim. No, Lulav is a Maila, Arab Minim. So how do you know? Elo, Goma, Shivas Yom Lulav. You make a Gzeri Shavas, Shivas Yomim from Lulav. Maila Halo Machshir Madeicha to Shabbos. Afkan, Nami Machshir Dechel Shabbos. Just like where Lulav we find from Ubayoyma Rishoin that Machshir Dechel Shabbos. Here also, it's Dechel Shabbos. Now, we're making a Gzer Shabbos, Shivas Yom, Shivas Yom. Are you going to ask me? We know that it's not Mufna, it's not extra words, so then you can have a Pircha. Here you have a Pircha, Dalad Minim. So, how does it work? So, Rashi and Taisis both ask this question. Rashi answers that over here, this Gzeres Shavah is not like a full-fledged Gzeres Shavah, that it's a whole limud, because we know this idea is Machshirim Doicha Shabbos. And just a Gilul Milsa, so for Gilul Milsa, that this also has that din, Machshirim Doicha Shabbos, it's enough with this Shvacher Gzeres Shavah. That's Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos has a little different Pshat, and Tosfos learns that the word Yomim is still extra. Which word is extra? Because you never say Shivas. You never say Shivas. Yom would have been enough. The word Shivas is extra, because we already know it's 7 days. So therefore, there is a Mufna Digga element over here. So that's how Tosfos learns. Valkaponim, we're saying now that we're learning out Sukkah from Lulav. Why didn't the Torah just say Mefurash by Sukkah Machshirim, that Medeicha Shabbos, and learn out Oimer, Shtehalechem, and Lulav from Sukkah, because the all more chashuv than Sukkah, right? What Sukkah's Milo? V'nei hanach, v'nei g'mim v'nei, learn out from Sukkah, and the Gemara says, mifrach, ma'la Sukkah shkenes, heges b'yo la'ilas k'v'yomim. Sukkah has the Milo. It's noyig for night and day. For 7 days, 24 hours a day, it's noyig, so it has a chumrah. So again, like we said, every mitzvah has its own chumrah, therefore you can't learn out. We Omer Shalachim have a chumrah gavaya, Lulav has a chumrah of Arba Minim, and now we have Sukkah has a Milo of Noye Heges Balailos Kibayamim. So the Gemara Vaiter Matzah v'chol machshireho. It says Matzah you also machshir Matzah Doicha Shabbos. Doicha Shabbos of Rabbi Yezim. No, how do we know this halacha? How do you know this halacha? That's Doicha Shabbos. Imay Mishdei Lechem. If you want to learn about Mamatzid of Imay Mishdei Lechem, Shkin Tzarek Avaya. Those things are Tzarek Avaya, so that's why they're Doicha Shabbos. Even Lulav Shkin Tawan Arba Minim. Lulav has a Maila, has Dal Minim. You bring it with a hadas and a rovis and a esrik. Even sukkah shekain neheges balayla. If we're talking about sukkah shekain heges balayas yom, it has a mile of neheges balayas yom. Elo goma chamisha osa mechagas sukkahis. We learn out tezvav from sukkahs. Sukkah says on the 15th day, and matzah says on the 15th day. Matzah can't learn from Mamatzinu from anything. We learn out Maisa from the famous Gzeres Shavah of Tezvav. That we learn out from Chag HaSukkos that Ma by Sukkah Machshirim Doicha Shabbos, like we learned out from Shivas Yom from Lulav. Here also by Matzah Machshirim Doicha Shabbos. Right, the Gemara of Lichter Rachman of a Matzah, Venesu Hanach Ligma Mine. Why don't we learn out from Matzah? Why don't the Torah just says Mefurish by Matzah that Machshir Adaycha and learn everything from Matzah because everything else is more Chomer? So, Kavachayim from Matzah. What's Matzah's Chomer that you can't learn from Matzah? Venesu Hanach Ligma Mine. Shneigel Mifrach Malam Matzah Shkin Heges Venoshim Kamanoshim. Matzah has its own Chomer. Matzah is noyeg by noshim, even by ladies. Usually, ladies are not chayiv by a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. A mitzvah that comes lizman, special zman, a lady is not chayiv, but a mitzvah saseh. But a mitzvah loy sasa, they are chayiv. So by Pesach, is a mitzvah of loy sasa of chometz. And we make a drasha. Kol sheyesh bal teichel chometz, yesh lo b'kum achol matzah. And therefore, these ladies have the lav of chometz. Therefore, they have the mitzvah matzah. So it's special by ladies that they're chayiv in matzah, and therefore has a chumrah. So we saw already a bunch of things that have the chumrah. So oymer shalechem, lulav, sukkah, and matzah. Now we're going to go to shofar. It says, shofar v'chol machshira. It says that shofar, all the machshirim are deicha Shabbos. Let's state all machshira are deicha Shabbos. All the machshira are deicha Shabbos. Dr. Gemara, how do we know shofar? The really has a shofar comes from deicha Shabbos. The really has not the rosy. Has the not rosy halacha. You might understand lechem shkin tzara kavaya. You can't learn understand lechem without tzara kavaya for the Beis Mikdash. Even lulav shkin tahan avaminim. That it needs four minim. Even sukkah shkina hagis v'layas guyam. That has night and day. Even matzah shkina hagis v'noshim gav v'noshim. That's noig stai by ladies and stai by men. So it has a chumrah. So how do you know shofar is daich wal machshirim? Ela amakra yoyim teruah yilechem. Loshen yoyim b'yoyim afilu b'shabbos. Teach us afilu b'shabbos. Now maybe that's teaching us a lot of blow shofar on Shabbos alone. So tomorrow, eat l'may. You learn with the tekiya. If we need the pasuk yoyim that even on Shabbos tells you a lot of blow shofar on Shabbos. Hatana Rei Shmuel, kom alechas avoid loisasu. It says on Shabbos, kom alechas avoid loisasu. Dafka malacha. Yotzah tia kia shofar, radiyah sapas. Shichach b'mer malacha. Blowing a shofar is not a malacha. Radiyah sapas, taking out pas on the tanner is a chachma, not a malacha, these things. So, you don't need to pass us a lot of blow shofar on Shabbos. That's not usher midaraisa. Ella must be the machshirim. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says on first apostle Yoyim teach us machshirim are doiche Shabbos. Rabbanon ahum and what do you do to the Yoyim? You see, all the other ones, he didn't even say Rabbanon because all the ones were Xerish Shabbos from that started from Lulav. And Lulav, we said what you did Yoyim for Rabbanon. But then Sukkah was from Lulav and Matzah was from Sukkah. But now, Shaif has owned Rasha. Shaif has owned Rasha from Vayyim. So what does Rabbanah do with this Rasha? Rabbanah, who? Mabayale, Vayyim, Lulayla. Dafka by day, Lo Shaif, and not at night. Rabbanah, Vayyim, Lulayla, and all. Rabbanah, no, Vayyim, and not by night. Nafkale, Vayyim, Kippurim, Taviru, Shaif, Vachol, Artsachem. He has done in Pasik. It says, by Yom Kippur, Father Yovel, you blow shofar, tavir shofar b'chol aretzachem. V'gamri mehadodi. You learn out one from the other one. Like Rashi says, that it says there b'chayish hashvi in the pasuk. We know Yom Kippur is chayish hashvi. Why is it b'chayish hashvi? It teaches us that all truas of chayish hashvi are the same. And therefore, we know that just like Yom Kippurim is dafka b'yoyim ha-kippurim tavir shofar, any other shofar in the month of Tishrei is by day. That's what Rabbi Yehuda knows from Yoyim. And therefore, Yoyim teruah teaches us even machshir. Frank the Gemara now, Gemara has to find out the milus now of Shofar. Why don't you just say by Shofar, Mefurish, Deb, Yoim, Teruah, Deucha, Machshirim, Machshirim, Deucha, Shabbos, and learn all other mitzvahs from it? So Gemara says, but Kiyash, Shofar, Shon, Olek, Lemigvah, you can't learn out, because that has a milus, Shekain, Machneses, Shechorinus, Shalish, Olavim, Shavashmaim. Because the Shofar, Roshon, is special. It brings up the Shechorinus of Klai Yisrael to our Father in Heaven, to the Abishta. And Tekiyah Shev Diyam Kippurim, like the Megamer, and Kelar Ram Tekiyah Shev Diyam Kippurim, which we know there, that also it's Deicha, because it's Mahukish to Rosh Hashanah, you can't learn from there either. What's the Maila of Shev Diyam Kippurim? The Amar, Tikkub Bezdin, Shefa Niftura Avadim Levatayim, Asaris Chleros of Aleim. The Shefa on Yom Kippur allows the Avadim to go back home and the fields to go back to the Abayim. So it's a special mitzvah of Shofar, and therefore you cannot learn out from that mitzvah of Shofar to us. So we've mentioned a bunch of things that Machshir Adoicha, starting with Oymer, Shtei Alechem, Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, Shofar, and Matzah Shofar, and both have a Shofar. And every single mitzvah has own unique milah. Has own unique milah. Oymer, Shtei Alechem is Gevaya, Lulav is Avraminim, Sukkah is 7 days straight, Matzah is even by Noshim, and Shofar we have, that's Machneses of Yom Shoshmaim, and by Yom Kippur, the Yovel lets the people go home, and the fields go back to the Bailim on Yovel. One more Gemara. So we saw all the mitzvahs. Now, what about Mila? How do we know that Mila Machshir Madeicha Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, Mila v'chol machshir adeichel Shabbos v'ri Rabbi Eliezer, Mila and all the machshir adeichel Shabbos. Menoli Eliezer, oh, how do we know that? Imekulu, if you want to learn out from one of the other ones, from Shaifer, from Lula, from Matzah, we can't, because I'm reading, we said they all have a pircha, they all have some sad chomer. It has dalaminim, Milos have dalaminim, all of them have a chomer, you can't learn from there. Va'oid, enochatayna, malahanach, shkim avaz mana batla. All those misses we mentioned, if you miss it, you missed it. You missed your Shaifer Rosh Hashanah, you missed it. Tomorrow's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. If you, Lula, tomorrow's not the Sukkot anymore. You don't have that mitzvah anymore. All those mitzvahs, you missed it. You missed the mitzvah. Mashiach and Mila, it's once in a lifetime thing. So you don't do it today, do it tomorrow. So it wouldn't be able to learn after anyway. So how did we know Machshire Mila Deicha Shabbos? Elohainu Taima de Rabbi Yeza. What's the reason for Rabbi Yeza? I'm across in the passage of Yoyim Mashmina Yimam Bessar Lassoi. Of Yoyim Mashmina teaches us a filu b'Shabbos. Even b'Shabbos, you could do Mila. What do you mean? That's teaching us you got to do Mila on Shabbos itself. So Rashi speaks out that Rabbi Eliezer is going to go into the Ramad Yomo, who we'll see in tomorrow's daf, that holds that's Deicha Shabbos, Alocha L'Moshe Messinai. So you don't need, or maybe a Gzeres Shavah, we'll see a different shot. You don't need a Yom for that. Over Yom teaches us, Machshirim. So now we know we have to know the uniqueness of Mila, that we can't learn everything from Mila. Let's learn Mila. Say by Mila of Yoyim Hashmini and learn out all other mitzvahs from here. Relates to Hana Peligmer Menei. Shemik Lemifrach, Mots Mila special, Mala Mila Shkin Nichrusu Alea, Sholish Esher Brises. Mila is special that there were 13 Brises in the Pasuk of Mila. It says the word Bris 13 times. That gives it a Murdig Chashivis, maybe Dafkadir, Machshirim Adoycha Shabbos. Mashaykh and all the mitzvahs don't have Yud Gimel Brises. That's how Gemara says. Rashash actually asked, the Gemara could have said something else, that Mila is the only one of these mitzvahs that chayiv karis if you don't do it. That gives it the chashivas. So Gemara says, what the Gemara says in all of Rashash, this uniqueness of Mila, shalosh esrei brisos, that has 13 brisos, therefore you can't learn anything out from Mila.